welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters. Day 290.
Also called Day Tier 4.
Day Tier 4. Hello. How are we all doing?
Happy Tier 4 day.
Happy Tier 4 day. I thought we might just escape that, you know. So Mike said to me, so what can't we do now we could have done yesterday? And I said, no idea. But as Jonathan says, hello, Jonathan. Hello, Tracy. Jonathan says we should have just gone into a total lockdown. More strict than has been seen in March and November until everyone who wants it has had the first jab. This in and out stuff's getting on my nerves. Totally agree, Jonathan. There are no words for the idiocy, is there? No words. Hello, Paul. How's it going down under? Do you have tears down under? We're fast getting to the seven tiers, at which point we will play the song, Jonathan.
I think it's a UK thing.
Probably. It'll be a Boris
it's
thing.
Something Boris invented.
CQ, Deb, CQ. How are you getting on? We have indeed gone into a tier four. We thought we were going to escape that because our numbers are right down. So it makes no sense at all. But I did look. Hello, Anthony. I did look at a map of the UK. And bang in the middle, there's one county that's in a tier three. And the rest is in tier four all the way around it. And I said to Mike, whose constituency is that then? Now, you shouldn't really be thinking like that, should you? When you see this one county, how is it not in a tier four? I don't know. But I totally agree, Jonathan. Ridiculous, ridiculous, ridiculous. But there was a piece saying that tier four moves critical for Manchester, critical blow, because the non-essential shops have to close, which includes hairdressers, beauticians, gyms, you name it. So everywhere's shut again. But I actually thought worse than that was this thing about the two-dose policy. Basically, they're now taking the Tony Blair approach. Now, you guys, you're logical guys. Let me know if this makes any sense to you. The plan was, if you were getting a vaccine, you would get the first dose. 3 weeks later, to the second, hence Joe going in on New Year's Eve, you will get the second dose. 2 weeks after that, you are immune. Tony Blair toddles along and says, oh, we could give more people the vaccine if we only gave them half as much. But the thing with that, Tony, me old mate, is then they're not actually immune, are they? Plus the fact that doses were due to be given 3 weeks apart. They've changed the rules on that now. They are now saying the initial strategy was 21 days after the initial jab, full immunity after that second dose and only after that second dose. But both policies are now changed, both for the AstraZeneca vaccine and the Pfizer. Everyone will get their second dose, so they'll get their first dose, and they will get their second, but that is now 12 weeks after their first dose. I think that's ridiculous. The logic behind it is, and I quote, this is not from me, I would not say this, we can give more people the vaccine that way. No. You can give more people the first dose of the vaccine that way, but seeing as though full immunity isn't until 7 to 14 days after the second dose, people will just be half and half for 4 months. Mike came up with a fabulous analogy, didn't you, dear?
Did I?
You did. I said that their logic is more people will have had half a dose, so they'll only be half as infectious. At which point Mike said,
I'm not going to say, some people might be eating.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's
like wearing half a condom.
Yes.
Is what
I don't
I
think you'll find you can wear half a condom and it be effective. But there you go. It's about like being a little bit pregnant, isn't it? Oh, my. Right. Let's see what you guys are saying. It's knocked pointless. It's knocking pointless off its 5 p.m. slots.
Isn't that around Yorkshire?
What is, where are we now?
That little dot that's tier three.
I thought it was a little bit south of there, somewhere near Leicester. I don't know. COVID jumping up all over Sydney, but the test match can go ahead. There's something immune about sport, because that was mentioned here yesterday by a very sage doctor who worked for a local football team, who said he didn't think it was wise. But you're basically not allowed to say that. But there you go. Oh, there you go. Tracy says, just for your info, some would be much more amenable to an AstraZeneca vaccine. Presupposing you could choose. I think the basis of what we're hearing now is as soon as the AstraZeneca one's available, that's going to be the preferred one. So I don't know what would happen with the rest of the other one. One, it's easier to cart around because it can be stored at room temperature. And the other reason is it's only 10% of the cost. So I think everyone will be pretty much getting that now. Can you imagine if they have you waiting 3 months before you have your second vaccine? And then it'll be like, well, which one did you have? Oh, well, never mind. We'll mix and match them. Oh, I can see all of this coming.
Here's quote of the day from our MP.
Our MP?
Our MP.
Graham Brady.
I think the government has got into the habit of trying to control people's lives far too much. Whether you can see your children or visit an elderly relative, at one stage Matt Hancock even started telling people who they could have sex with. Graham Brady has given his perspective on 2020. Or should I say Prince Andrew?
Yeah, I know he's the image of Prince Andrew. It's scary. Send a link to that picture. That is Prince Andrew, isn't it?
I'll send a link to the story.
Oh, dear. Oh, they've got colour-coded zones.
Lola is not starving. She just thinks she is.
Oh, she just thinks
right.
She's not.
Come on, madam.
So the green zones are where it's safe, but you're not allowed to venture out in the red ones. Is that the plan? Oh.
Let's go and play.
It'll be the black zone. Oh, let's catch up. Beyond the red zone Armageddon. Tracy, I love that. Oh. Right, how are we doing here? Right, so Jonathan reckons more people won't turn up for the second dose as a result. They'll feel they won't need one. Get the second one. My thoughts exactly. I think if there was talk about people... They made it very clear it was absolutely critical you turned up to the minute 3 weeks later. If they thought people were going to have problems with that, let's be honest, there's no way they're going to be turning up. This whole thing is just a carve-up. It will make it a million times worse. We will be sat here this time next year because some people will have had one vaccine, one half of it. You know, they won't have had the second. They're not immune. Van Tam, Professor Van Tam, was saying that they don't know even if you have had both halves of the vaccine within 3 weeks if you can still be a carrier or not. So somebody asked him if Nanny had had the vaccine, would Nanny be able to hug the grandchildren? And the gist of it was, well, that's not wise. And I thought, well, why are we having the vaccines then? But, you know, that could just be me. I thought the whole point was we've been sold this on the basis of you'll get your lives back. Yeah, can't see that anytime soon. I think this, the new normal, I just think it's normal now. So walking around in a face mask and not going anywhere is normal. It's the old normal that people seem to want back. And, you know, not all of the old normal was fabulous. Not all of the new normal is fabulous. Maybe we should aim for a new normal where things are actually better. I think that would be a good idea. But that's only me. But if you put 3 months between doses, what if you get it in between times? And that drags the percentage down to in the high 60s, was it? 50, 60, something like that. Politicians in New York State have lost all moral compass. I'm not at all sure Kim Ours ever had any, but never mind. They've given the vaccine to the drug-addicted homeless before first responders and the elderly. Are they barking mad? I mean, we're still having that debate here. I think if you're allocated, you know, it's your turn to have it. Like, let's say it came to me before Pete, because I'm in over 50s. I give it Pete. Can I just nominate Pete? Can Pete have mine? Can I nominate Rachel if Pete doesn't want it? Just give it somebody else who's in far more need than I am. It makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. The AstraZeneca one won't mutate. That's good. Poor Lola is not starving. Trust me, she's trying it. She's just swinging it. She is Jonathan. She has had all her food. Should have seen her last night. She'd eaten that much. She was layout, comatose. Noisy so-and-so. Yes, she is. That's because she wants treats. But she's not starving. She's not. Kim's still trying to decide between vaccines. They've told us that none of them change your DNA, but I don't believe anything they've got to say. And I don't believe that if they're trying to get people to take the vaccine, which clearly they are, like Spain, we're making a list of those who didn't. You're on the naughty list, the Spanish naughty list. If they're trying to get you to take it, then don't change the rules, because those of us who weren't anti-vax to start with are suddenly thinking, you're lying through your teeth here. Because if you can effectively take these vaccines 12 weeks apart, why wasn't that the rule to start with? Why was it 3 weeks? And what's the reason for changing it? The fact you can't make the vaccine fast enough? The fact Tony Blair said to do it? Or just because, you know, the wind's in that direction today? You've now lost my trust. Not that I was that trusting in the first place. But now I'm proactively questioning everything you say. So just come out with the rules and stick to them. Because long term, that will get you where you need to be. Instead of which, if I've heard 1 month mentioned for we'll be all right by, I think I've heard all of them. It started off with this time next year, it'll be fine. Then when the AstraZeneca thing came up, it was like, oh, we'll be all right by February. Then it was, we'll be vaccinated by March. Then it was May. Then it was Easter, which is April. I mean, I'm confused. It makes no sense. And I'm following along. Don't like it at all. A medical challenge may well be over by the summer, but it's all about the economic one. Oh, we can't even think about that yet, Jonathan. Gain our lives back. I don't see that happening. Me neither, Paul. Jonathan Van Tam, who's one of our top experts, said, and he worded it so carefully. He looks like Odd Job, does JVT, from the James Bond films. Very clever fella. And he's very clever the way he words it. But ultimately, the upshot was people should probably keep wearing masks and keep washing their hands and doing everything they're already doing. I thought, is this showing some kind of confidence in the vaccine or what? Just, you know, keep buying the face masks, keep washing your hands and keep away from people. And if you do all that, we'll be fine. And I thought, if we could have done that, we wouldn't be in this mess right now. It's people who don't see the danger. I mean, if it's critical that we go into a tier 4 in Trafford today, which is the 30th, and it'll be at midnight, can I just remind you what Boxing Day looked like at the Trafford Centre? Well, it's too late now. Why didn't they make it 1 minute past midnight, no sales? Now, as Jonathan says, there's the economic impact. I can't even give that 1% of my mind at the moment. I really don't care. Because the economic impact will be zero if you're dead. So we'll worry about that later. But they let them open for the sales. And then, to offset that, the children are now having to stay home for another 2 weeks. Unless it's an exam year, in which case they go back 1 week earlier. How can you sit exams in this? I really do pity the kids. I think it would have been better to just say, stay at home. And we'll work exams online or something. Not have this, you're in, you're out, you're back, you're not, you are, you're not. The kids must be muffin. I cannot imagine how stressful it must be if it is your exam year, especially given you saw what happened to the kids last year. Good night, Jonathan. Shouldn't we have been washing our hands before COVID? Well, yes, Paul, there is that as well, isn't there? hang on. I'm missing one here because this keeps scrolling. Saw an article about a nurse that got COVID between vaccine doses. Well, that proves the point, doesn't it? You're not 100% even if you've had both. But if you've only got half, and instead of having half the dose for 3 weeks, you've got it for 3 months, that's a fundamental change. That is a fundamental change, and not one that I think they can justify. And justifying it on the basis, well, more people will have been vaccinated. Yes, but only half. So now you've got X being the number of people you've vaccinated, being twice as much because you've only given each person half. So therefore, they are potentially infectious for longer or potentially vulnerable for 3 months, not 3 weeks. Have they got an idiot working this out or what? I mean, 3 weeks is a long time, particularly if you're a nurse. But 3 months is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. Depends on what each of the vaccines does. They either prevent you catching the virus, but you don't but don't stop you getting sick or stop you getting the virus, but you can catch it and carry it. Well, that's the bit that they said they didn't know. So they said, you know, they've done the tests on the virus, but they don't actually know if after one dose or two doses, whether you could still be a carrier. They don't know that yet. They're going to have to investigate. And the more I see of this, the more I get ready for Christmas 2021. But again, that could just be me. I do think when it came out, when the first... I know it's hard to think back, isn't it? But when we first heard of this vaccine and this virus, and it was basically, just wash your hands, it'll be fine. You do think, well, what do you mean? I've got to wash my hands. I was washing my hands anyway. And I mean, I had hand sanitizer, bottles and bottles of it, which was just as well because I couldn't get any more for 3 months. So I was doing that anyway. I was washing my keyboard. I washed my desk. I washed my hands constantly. It didn't make sense, but apparently people weren't doing that. And the other thing that I do think has some kind of impact now rather than many, many years ago is you think how many people eat with their hands when they're out?
Special treat.
What's that?
Costs nothing. Oh. It's snow.
She's looking at it. He's brought...
You've been eating it outside.
Yes, but I don't want to eat it inside, Daddy. I want a treat.
Come on.
Oh, no. She's not interested. A little pink bowl full of ice and she's not interested.
You've been eating that outside.
Yes, but now, Daddy, I want a treat. So I'm going to start with a tripe stick. Mummy said I could have a tripe stick and then a dentist stick. Because right. I'm sure Kim would let me have a dentist stick. Right, let's do the daily COVID test. Oh, still not got COVID. God, they stink. Right, there we go. Tripe sticks. Honestly, Lola. Tripe sticks. She looks like she's not been fed in a year. But, you know, she's putting it on. You're such a little princess, aren't you? And they're all listening. Tracy's got the measure of you. She said you've just been noisy. But I think Jonathan thought that you weren't being fed. Come on. I'm going to have a bit of a stick. And you can have the other bit of a stick. Have you noticed both our MPs round here have been on the news?
Yeah.
They're a gobby lot, aren't they? Should have a red stick. That's the one. Let's have a red stick. We've got a red dentist stick for her. Oh, that's good news, Kim. In the US, there's been no COVID spread in the dental offices. That is pretty amazing, to be honest. Pretty amazing. I would have thought that was the first place. To be honest, I haven't heard of any big spread here either. So I can only assume they're being ultra careful. Which does make me wonder, you know, how it's spreading everywhere else. Are they just not being that careful? I remember Pete saying that they had investigations into, what did he call it? Basically spreading of disease. So you would think that people wouldn't get it in hospital, but, you know, they are doing, which is... not good. You're jealous that we have snow. We've not had snow like this for a good few years, and it was 2 days running. But it did warm up a little bit, so it's melted. But there's still... Our back garden is south-facing, so that's pretty much melted. But the side one is very, very shaded. So that's where the snow is that's left, that she's nibbling and playing with. You're eating your lunch with your hands. Yes, but I'm sure you washed them first. I think if you're in a restaurant or you're in your home or somebody else's home, I think it's automatic that you probably wash your hands. I mean, these people who, I mean, you might as well stick a horse nose bag on them and let them go. They wander around outside and they buy food. There's nowhere to wash their hands. So they buy food from like Greg's in a bag and then start eating it with their fingers. Which I don't think is hygienic, nor actually very pleasant to look at. Yeah, I would never do that. I would never, ever walk up the street eating something. It was just, my mother would have taken me to next week and back if I'd have tried that. And I just think, you know, hygiene-wise, your hands have been all over like the rails at the Trafford Centre, going up and down the stairs and walking along the, what would you call them? corridors.
Walkways, aisles.
The aisles, you know. And so bad is it that shops have to now put a sign up that says, you know, don't bring food in, which to me would have been a given anyway. But apparently people are dragging food in there as well. Once they've eaten, you know, they've got probably saliva on their fingers from what they've eaten. And then, again, nowhere to wash their hands. They're putting their hands back on the rails then to walk up and down the stairs again. It shouldn't be allowed. Certainly not places like the Trafford Centre. But there again, can they actually stop them? Because there is an area called, oh, what's that place called? Yeah, where you eat. The communal area. Looks like a ship.
The Orient.
The Orient. It's called the Orient. And it looks like a ship. It looks like the deck of a ship. There's a stage there that they do entertainment. There's a huge screen where they play stuff. And the idea of it is it's tables and chairs in a certain layout, like a semicircle, and it's surrounded by eateries. So if Mike wanted a McDonald's and I wanted a baked potato, then he could go to Mackie D's and get his McDonald's. I could go to the baked potato shop and then we could sit together. The chairs and tables are not inside each eatery in case you want to mix and match, which is a great idea. But they're not going to say you can't eat in the centre when there's like 3 million concessions for people to buy stuff from. And health hasn't been great since. I think this is the first Christmas so far, and I've nearly got to New Year, without a cold. Because I'm probably picking it up at church. But that's really amazing of the dentists in the States. Absolutely amazing. Yeah, SARS-CoV-1 spread via touch and respiratory, which is why they're telling us to wash up. Was that the one that hit Canada badly? There was a film about that. Oh, it was so terrible. I think if you'd seen that at the time, because they were saying it would spread, and they did manage to contain that one. Have you finished? You're not having any more. You can grumble to your heart's content. You'll get slung outside, so behave yourself. It's nice and warm in here.
Food courts.
Food courts, that's it. You see, that was unheard of when it first arrived here, Paul. Before that, you know, if you bought something from McDonald's, you sat in McDonald's. That was our first ever food court. And it was like, oh, this is a good idea. Now, it was a good idea because a lot of the places were, there was pizzas, basically all the stuff I couldn't eat. But there was one shop that did a baked potato. Now, this was before I gave up potatoes on top of everything else. But I could then eat a potato, and that was rather nice. So all being able to sit together was a good idea. And they do clean them. But what people are doing is they're buying food, and then instead of sitting down and eating it, they're just mooching off around the shops again with it in their hand, in a bag. I mean, it's unsightly to start with. But you must be spreading stuff that way. You must be. And it's disgusting. Have you got a picture of it?
I'll post
it.
It
is a beautiful sight, I must admit. The first time I took my mum in, I mean, you can see how big it is for a start. The Gourmet Burger Kitchen. And I've forgotten there was a paddling pool in the middle as well. It's like a wave-making thing. But it's done out. If you look at the ceiling where you've got like clouds, the lights dim as you go. So you get like a 24-hour light show in like 20 minutes. And it goes quite dark, and then it's like sunlight again. And the part where that photo is taken from is like the other bit of the ship. And it does actually look like a ship.
It's Europe's largest food court.
It is huge. It is. I actually don't think it's big enough, to be honest. Because it's usually absolutely full. Now, when I say usually, we've not been in for years, have we?
No.
I don't think I've been in since Mum. Or did we go in for something? Whenever we go in the Trafford Centre, we don't go to that bit. We go to a place called Cafe Nero. And that's become, if we go to the Apple Store to buy anything, we usually follow it up with a session at Cafe Nero where we do Facebook Live. That's the tradition.
We went in there not long ago. Well, obviously before March.
Not long ago, sometime in the last 6 years, you mean?
Was it the Apple Store? I can't remember.
We wouldn't have gone in the Orient from there.
No, we wouldn't have gone in the Orient. No, I'm talking about the Trafford Centre.
We went in the Trafford Centre for O2.
Yeah,
before we decided they were absolute imbeciles and we went to the Bolton one.
That's right. No, we've not been in the Orient for years.
No, not years.
Years and years and years.
Used to take Mum in there. But there are places in there where you can see that gourmet burger kitchen. Just to the right of that, there are two corridors. One goes off to the left and one goes off to the right. The one on the right is Chinatown. So there's more than one Chinese restaurant, and we love Chinese. The other way is the...
Little Yang Sing. Was it Little Yang Sing?
That got shut down. Cockroaches. Don't ask. Don't ask. That was one of the best restaurants in Manchester. They opened one in the Trafford Centre and it got closed down. That's gone, Mike. Don't think about that one. No, the other side is like... Kim's going to get me now with all the states. It could be Louisiana. It could be. It's like the jazz thing. There's actually...
New Orleans.
I don't think it's actually meant to be New Orleans, is it? But it's the jazz quarter. And it does look like the southern states. So it's all the deep fried stuff that way. I don't go in there often, but Mum did like the fact there was this huge brass statue thing of like four guys, basically out of the James Bond film, Live and Let Die. You've ever seen the funeral scene? Looks like that. And she loved that. So we'd walk through it, but we never stopped for food. Well, when I say food, what passed for food in that bit? So there are lots of other eateries. That's just the one where there are concessions all the way around the edge. There's also in there, isn't there? A casino.
I think there is.
I think the casino is on the right, just under the green light on the on the right. It's an amazing place, but it's too people-y. You're not surprised, are you? It's too people-y.
I'll post a picture of the Trafford Centre.
So Kim was trained to wear the PPE due to age years ago. I guess you just do it automatically because you never do know, do you? Not everybody knows how to doff and don the PPE. That's scary. And it must be horrific to wear and try and work in. I mean, I've seen pictures of Rachel Dunnob and, you know, she's so tiny to start with. By the time she's got like 4 gowns on, the face shield, the face mask, the goggles and her glasses underneath it, it's a wonder she can stand up. You're allowed in the shops with food. Our shops don't allow that. Well, I think it was done on honour, Kim. That it was like logical that, you know, well, who would be silly enough to bring food in a shop? But then people started doing it because they're imbeciles. So they then had to start putting signs on the shop saying don't bring food in. But, you know, that would have been a given a few years ago. It wouldn't have needed a sign, but now it is. Jazz. It's a lovely place to look, but I wouldn't particularly stop and eat anything there. There's another place that is lovely. That's called the Mardi Gras, isn't it, round the corner?
Mm.
Which is, again, that kind of ambience. I took my mother in there once. I think there was something wrong with the eggs. Either they weren't cooked or whatever, but I didn't like the place. There's another one that's the same company and it's separate from the Trafford Centre, but not that far away from it, literally half a mile up the road, at a place called the Chill Factor, which is a local ski slope, indoor ski slope, which has got like a little village built up around it. And there's one there called the Hot Air Balloon. So we went there instead and that was much better. But we have to try and warn them, don't we, when we're going towards the Chill Factor, because the last time the roof blew off. We're not really welcome there. Every time we turn up, there's some kind of crisis. And there's no parking. So it is crazy parking-wise, isn't it? So I think we'll have a shared breakfast in the house sometime.
Yeah.
We'll have to do that instead, because we're not going out any time, are we? Let's be honest. Let's have a look at that one. Is it Cajun cuisine? I think actually you're quite right, Tracy. It could have been. Which I quite like. I do like Cajun, but not that strong. So I think homemade Cajun is probably best for me. I think it would probably be far too hot. Also, I get worried about the colour of it. I know Craig said he could do wonderful things, and I'm sure he can do wonderful things, but I'd rather he didn't have to do wonderful things to get my teeth back the colour they should be. So I tend to steer away from anything that's that intense with colour. Although that it's supposed to be Indian that causes the problem, but I'm not risking it. I am not risking it. It is a lovely place to go, the Trafford Centre. You know, if it's like a one-off, if you've never been and you want to go and see it, then it is a sight worth seeing. And obviously, with it being 2 miles from our front door, when it's not busy, which originally when it was built, which was 22 years ago, it wasn't as busy as it is now. But now it's like a metropolis for shopping, eating. There's a cinema in there. There are 10 screens. Is it 10, 12 screens? I've only been a couple of times. And it's in the dome. So did you send a picture with the dome, Mike, the aerial view?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, there is movie theatres, as you would call them, in the dome. 10 of them. So that gives you some idea of the kind of scale of the place, that there's 10 screens in there. It's amazing. That, as you're looking at it, the rounded bit on the right-hand side looks like a horseshoe in the middle near the dome. That's the food mall, the food court. So you get an idea for how big that is.
Remember the fudge shop?
The fudge shop was fabulous. It was called Cody's.
Cody's, that's right.
Cody's, the fudge shop.
Fudge shop, Trafford Centre.
Yes, Cody's it was called. But if you look at the size of that dome, if that's got 10 movie theatres in it, and you then look at the size of the food court, you can imagine how big the food court is. And the bit in the middle of that, that looks like a rounded bit, that's the roof where all the lights are, where and the water comes on. Oh, it's fabulous. It is. It really is. But as you see that there today, that's not as it was built. In the top left corner, you can see like what looks like a lighthouse and some more buildings behind it. That is quite interesting, Mike. I don't know when that photo was taken, but the tram lines aren't there and the walkway isn't there. There's a walkway, isn't there?
Mm.
Between the end of that and that. So that bit is also the Trafford Centre. You cross the road to get to that. The other car park, so on the left-hand side, you can see like a roof of something and a car park. That is Asda, the infamous Asda, where I got stuck. You remember when there was the armed robbery? That's the car park, and that's where I was. And just above that, you can see a tiny little white bit, like a triangle sticking out, and more cars. That's Costco. So that Asda's quite big itself, isn't it? But when you look at the size of the Trafford Centre, it's just absolutely huge. He's got his own bus station. There is actually an entire hotel in the grounds. So, in fact, there's two. Down on the bottom right-hand side, you can see the motorway, which is the M60, just going up to our house. You can't quite see our house, but it's not far off. There's like an L-shaped thing, an inverted L at the bottom. That's one hotel. So that's got restaurants and all sorts in it. And then nestling in the trees just above to the northeast of that is something called the Orangery. Have we ever been in there?
Don't think so.
It looks like a conservatory, I guess, but it is like a pub come more food. And I don't know when that was taken, but the car parks you can see on the left side, they're two tiers tall. So underneath there's another car park that size, and it's not uncommon for that to be full. And you can see the car park stretch from the little roundabout at the very bottom with the trees all the way up to the top of that photo on the right, and all of that is car parking. And you can see a road, that's one junction, and in the bottom right hand corner, that's the other motorway junction. So I won't say it's big, but it takes up an entire stretch of the motorway between two motorway junctions, which is crazy, isn't it? I should try gumbo. Oh no, I've never heard of that. Our roundabouts are crazy. Our roundabouts are scary. Oh, they're scary. There's a classic one there in the lower right. That one was simple. That used to be, that sprung up from somewhere because it used to be a straight road. But you can see now it's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's got 8 feeds into it. That was the roundabout many, many years ago when your exhaust fell off and nobody was moving. We had to back up and no one was moving. It is.
Well, that's because the idiot didn't put it on properly.
Yeah, I know. If you don't screw the brackets on, you know, it falls off. But it fell off in such a way, instead of falling off and dragging behind you, which would have been bad enough. No, it fell off from the middle down. So we couldn't move because as we tried to move, the exhaust was just pushed into the road, so no, we couldn't move.
That's the travel lodge, isn't it, bottom right?
Yeah, that's where we had that Enwick Christmas meal.
Yeah.
The orangery's in the trees. But there's just, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of car parking spaces. It is absolutely huge. But when you think it's such a mecca for people, it went bust. So it's actually running in administration at the moment.
I think somebody's bought it.
You reckon?
I think somebody has bought it, haven't they?
Well, wasn't Debenhams at one end? I think Debenhams was at this end. John Lewis is at the other end. So the far end, as you're looking at it, the big square at the end is John Lewis. In the middle, you've got Selfridges, which faces out to Asda. It is a huge, huge thing, but I wouldn't personally think of it as like a tourist attraction, but people tend to treat it that way.
Trafford Centre, its capacity for third consecutive day. That was yesterday.
And what is the capacity for parking?
I don't know. A lot.
I would have thought it's in the thousands. I'd have thought nearer 4,000, maybe 4,500. That's on top of the buses and the trams that now go there.
12,500.
Wow. I would have thought about 4 or 5. There you go, 12,000. But can you imagine? That's the third day running after Christmas and we've just gone straight into a tier 4 lockdown. So now it's shut. How many people have been infected going over there? You saw the photos. Was that necessary? If they'd have just shut it down 4 days ago, how many lives would have been saved? I do not understand this. I really don't. Makes no sense to me at all. Let me know, have you guys got places like that? That is just a shopping centre. To me, that's nothing spectacular. People travel 200 miles to visit. I can't understand it myself.
10% of the population live within 45 minutes, it said.
10% of what population?
The UK population.
I guess that could be right. Manchester's pretty big, Liverpool,
yeah.
Warrington. Yeah, I guess it could be. But even so, there are people who come up from Birmingham. I mean, they're not 45 minutes away. They're about a round trip of about 260 mile, something like that, if not more. Scotland, I know they come down from Scotland, not lately, obviously. But do you guys have anything like that where people, it isn't intended as a tourist attraction, but people treat it as a tourist attraction? I can't understand it myself. The shops that are in there are, there's quite a lot of clothes shops. There's stuff like Body Shop. There's jewellers. There are a few big stores. So the big ones would be Debenhams, although they've gone into administration as well, haven't they? Mm. Selfridges and John Lewis. Boots is in there. Smith's is in there. But the rest, I mean, there's a couple of phone shops in there. There's an Apple store in there. There's Victoria's Secrets, which I have to be very careful going past, don't I? Scary beans. Oh, you've got some in Ohio. Anthony can't understand travelling so far just for shopping, even without the virus. That's my thoughts. I mean, one that I heard a lot about for many years was Bluewater, which is that
Essex,
Kent?
Isn't it?
Essex or Kent?
Essex or Kent.
And, you know, my mum was like, oh, that Bluewater looks nice. And I'm like, no, I won't bother. Same with Birmingham.
Dartford, Kent.
I thought it was Kent. Another one is the one you went to, the Bullring.
Bullring
in Birmingham. And they just don't appeal to me because they're not, it's not that they have anything there that you can't get to somewhere else. So if you wanted Boots or Smith's, they're in sale. You don't need to go to that place and park with 12,000 other people to fight your way in to get what do Boots sell? It's a chemist. So, you know, some earbuds or some cotton wool balls, you can get them elsewhere. I personally don't see the appeal, but over the years, it's grown to chaotic proportions. When it opened, they did have to agree that they would not open the stores until, was it 10 o'clock? I think it was 10 o'clock, because the motorway couldn't cope. When you look at the size of the motorway, which is the bit running up on the right-hand side, when you look at that, by comparison to the scale of it, you can see why. That motorway, which has eight lanes in some places, but six mainly, it's jam-packed solid. Because the area at the top of that, where you can see lots of, like, trucks and stuff, that's an area of Manchester known as Old Trafford, which was done up Didn't they give the whole thing a name?
Dumplington.
What's that? Oh, no. No, the name I'm thinking of, they started calling everything Western Boulevard. We do not have roads called Boulevard here, trust me. But they do in this particular area. And it says the local neighbourhood, which, again, that's not a phrase that you would hear here. So that is a big area for people to try and get to work to. Manchester United is probably about 2-3 inches off that picture as well in the distance. It's a hugely busy area. And look at the swathes of it just dedicated to car parking to visit the place. She's looking at it. Give her a chance.
She's been licking it.
You're a good girl. You're a good girl. That's a treat. She's looking at me as though she says, yes, I know, it's a diet treat. It's a low-calorie treat.
It's fresh from my windscreen of my car.
There you go. Special snow. Special snow from Daddy. Oh, I'm getting the daggers here. I really am getting the daggers. So that was today's excitement. But I did find one thing that I'm pretty confident I'll be getting hold of. Kim will love this. This panda business. Oh, hang on. That's not the one I'm looking for. Why have you just copied something else when I copied the first line?
To play with.
No. Notion. Just to play with my mind. You know, like it does. There we go. It's a book from Audible called Peaceful Like a Panda. Oh, how perfect. I need to get hold of that book. Clearly, everybody else is thinking like us, Kim. You need some peace in your life? I'll watch the pandas. Don't watch the news. Watch Peaceful Panda. Oh, I had another link for Kim as well, which I left open somewhere last night, which was really clever of me, wasn't it? Because now I can't find it. Right, I think it was Firefox. Let me go find it. I actually sat and watched this, Kim, like a five-year-old, but I can highly recommend it. Right, let's do that. And, oh, it's not finding it. Hang on. There we go. I think it was that one. That's the one. I actually sat and watched this. It's only 9.5 minutes, but it is the video that we talked about, the elves and the shoemaker. So let me get that in there as well. Elves and the shoemaker. Who wouldn't want to sit and watch the elves and the shoemaker? Lovely story. Oh, here's Kim's Mal. Let's have a look at that. Really puts ours to shame. Now, you see, you've got loads more what looks like shopping area and fewer cars, but then the cars look like they're stacked, like there's multiple levels on that. It's like the new religion, isn't it, shopping? It really is. Wow. I can tell by the size of the cars how big that must be. They are. They're like the new citadels. I give up, but that's me. I was never into shopping, so I don't feel I'm missing anything particularly with that. 3 to 4 levels for the cars. They'll do that next at the Trafford Centre. Because although it's only been up 22 years, they've already had to extend the tramway to it. So it goes off to a spur at the Trafford Centre, which they've had to build like probably about 3 to 4 miles of tram track to get there. And, you know, you look round Trafford Park, which is the area that it is. I think I said Old Trafford. Trafford Park, it's known as. It had tramways back in the day, you know, the 20s, the 30s. They ripped them all up. And now they've just spent 20 years putting them back. You do wonder, don't you? Not nearly as large as the Trafford Centre. Well, that's just sprawling. It's just sprawling. The problem with that place is it makes it busy everywhere. That Asda and Costco, you know, there's only one road that leads to it. So if the Trafford Centre's busy or there's something happening, I mean, that top area of the car park, the Trafford Centre, there's actually a road that leads you into it. So you can get into it multiple ways. But the top two car parks, they actually turn that into a circus at Christmas. Is it Cirque du Soleil?
Yeah.
The car parks are that big that they can do that with it, which is just crazy to imagine, the scale of it. Grand Via 2 shopping centre. Oh, I'm not going to try the last bit, but I will have a look at the link. Absolutely. Some people clearly enjoy that kind of thing. I guess for them, it's like going to Old Trafford and watching a match. Let's have a look. Oh, do you know, Tracy, that just looks so clean and new. I get peeved with the fact that round here, there's a lot of weeds and they don't seem to be bothered cleaning them. But when you look at that, it just looks so clean. That could be my perception. You could be about to ruin my perception there. But that does look really nice. I always think European cities look beautiful. Maybe it's just because we have such bad weather. Maybe it's that. Mind you, they'd look better than they did, I guess. But sometimes you think that the older buildings had kind of character and all these new ones look the same. They didn't do a bad job when they built the Trafford Centre, to be honest. It's not an eyesore, but it is just so huge. And the fact that people can't seem to just, you know, go and get what they want and then go home. They have to sit there all day and make a drama out of it.
I found my shop in the Bellevue collection, Kim. Godiva chocolatier.
That's Mike sorted then. Yeah. Barcelona's pretty mucky in places. You see, you're bursting my bubble, aren't you? 6 or 7 floors underneath it. Wow. I guess so it does look clean edges on the surface because of that.
An Auntie Anne's hot chocolate frost promotion.
Mike's off in a world of his own now. He's very happy now. You know, I've never visited Spain. My aunt used to go. I think they would go on holiday about once every 2 years. One was not Menorca. Which one did she go to? She decided to go, you know, like when, you know, you're not going every year. Oh, I know. I think we'll go to Spain, 1982, World Cup. And then wondered why there were, you know, England yobs meandering around. Because, you know, it's the World Cup. Just saying. That was a classic. Oh, I wish I could remember where she went that year. She did bring me back, though, some memorabilia from the World Cup. So I was quite happy. Because usually it would have been before that, and I know I was a lot younger, she bought me a doll. You know those dolls that are like, they've got really intricate skirts on them, but they lie flat in a box. She got me one of those and I'm like, I'm 8 and a tomboy and you've brought me this pretty doll. Does it play football at all? I've no idea what they were called either, but did have a name. Oh, look at that. Tracy said spare bedrooms all ready for you. One's an office and the other to sleep in. Oh, wow, Tracy, it sounds fabulous. If only we could get out of tier 4. Can you imagine if we drop down in tiers little by little? Would that I'd be still alive by the time I can visit, but fingers crossed, hey?
You can't get out of the country, never mind.
I can't get out the street, never mind the country. In fact, I don't think we're allowed to even wave to your mother from 400 yards away at the minute, are we? It's a Zoom thing. But Mike said, literally, just before we went live, and I said, like, you know, welcome to tier 4, baby. And he said, you know, we're all right as long as they don't stop us Zooming. I can actually see the day, scarily. I really can. No, we must cling on to the fact. The tier 4 is basically just a national lockdown, but they've not locked down certain bits. That's it. Just think of it like that and you'll be fine. But you now can't mingle with anything. Are the churches still open?
I don't know. I was wondering that.
They probably are. But maybe for private prayer? The thing is, the churches have made such an unholy fuss about it that they get to stay open. As, you know, with the football carrying on in a tier 4. And yet 18 players have had COVID or were diagnosed before yesterday. And there was more today, wasn't there?
Yeah,
there was another 4 or 5 today. Not good. You might have to let Lola holiday with the first family. Piddle Pooch is territorial. Lola's just grumpy. She's fairly laid back, is Lola. Imagine, you see, we'd have all the problems now, wouldn't we, of what paperwork's needed. We might get out and not back, or the other way round. Who knows? We need to let the Brexit thing settle as well. No idea what'll happen with all that. But, you know, I think after the COVID thing, most people are beyond caring. We are totally and utterly beyond caring. Actually, there's a classic bit coming up, isn't there, about that deal that we've got planned?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll share that with you. Why is my phone going crazy?
It's Catanians.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Right, I'll just ignore that then.
Yeah, I'm ignoring it.
I don't like my phone going crazy. It worries me that people are after me. Do you know, it's such a shame that we couldn't have met up when you came over to Bristol. Because that would have been so much nearer, wouldn't it? But I've no idea. I think we were in a level three then. When was it? If it was after July, which I think it was, wasn't it? July the 29th, we were unceremoniously dumped in the highest level. We were out of, we could have met up for 3 days. But, you know, doubtless those weren't the 3 days you were here. Thanks, Boris. We have had 3 days respite. 3 days since March. Oh, and I was looking through my Facebook feed yesterday and it was so comical looking back. If only we'd have known then where we would be at Christmas. One of them was this, it was a fantastic picture. I love this picture. I'm assuming the picture is a meme. How on earth would you describe that? Quarantine. Let's see if I can find it that way. Images. No, I don't see it. I'd have to find it in my feed. But it was like this bird that looked terrified. As if you'd pointed a camera at it and it was like, who are you? The absolute terror on this bird's face. And it said underneath, 15 days in, I'm fine, thank you. And I'm thinking, 290 days in. If you'd have thought at day 15, it would have been 290. Would you have believed it? How would you have felt? Tell me that. I pretty much reckoned I didn't expect to see an end of it. This is the first week in March. Until I thought we might see light in September. And I was working on the principle, you know, things may be not exactly back to normal, but that you could meet up again or go to church or whatever before Christmas, but possibly only just before Christmas. And look what happened with that. I was shocked in the summer that it seemed to just be glossed over as, well, it's over now. So I'm going to go on holiday and I'm going to do this. The number of people I have heard of who are in Gran Canaria or somewhere, and you're thinking, well, what did you go over there for? You left a tier four to go over there. That's not fair on the people who live there. And now you can't get back. Well, why are you surprised? But there you go. So let me know, what were you thinking at the 2 week mark? We need to sort this out for tomorrow. We need to reminisce about the year tomorrow. Should we do year in review?
Yeah.
All these memes. I'll get all these memes ready. I know. When Kim said it could be 3 years, like, it could. But I don't need to think about that. But I think Kim was spot on. I think Kim's been the most accurate so far. You wouldn't like to come over here and be British Prime Minister, would you? Might be a vacancy soon. You never know. Although I don't think we'll ever get rid of him because I don't think anybody else. Although, having said that, maybe Graham Brady will stand. Because all he's done is complain about Boris vehemently. But we shall have to see, won't we? So what's our plan for the rest of the week?
Chidge will be happy.
Why?
He can still play golf.
It's December. We are ankle deep in frozen snow and Chidge wants to play golf.
He was on the golf course last week.
There's something wrong with people like that. Just saying.
Communal religious worship. So yes, they're still open. Which is a makes a mockery of it.
I know. I know that and you know that. I mean, not only does he make a mockery of it, but when we watched our own church service live, they were giving Eucharist out. Which to me, that is no. Just no. You should not be doing that. You cannot say, and as was it Tracy pointed out, or Kim, Ned didn't have a mask on. He had a face shield, but he didn't have a mask on. And when you say he washed his hands, yeah, in holy water, it's not hand sanitizer as far as I'm concerned. Not considering you're drinking it. That's just, there must be cases that have spread that way. There must be. You can have a church service without the Eucharist. You can have a church service without the church if you want. And now they've got the video in. Why would you be risking it in people's lives? But, dear, dear me. At the two-week mark, Kim was hoping to find toilet paper in the store when you're finally out of quarantine. I'd forgotten the toilet paper. Do you know, I think we still have a couple of rolls from back then. Laugh of it was, we were down to two rolls. If we had that. And it was like, well, I'll put an order in. And I did. And what I did was, you're only allowed, was it two or three of anything? So I put in different toilet rolls, because if you only ordered like Andrex, you didn't have any, you didn't get any. So you're ordering like three different types of toilet paper and three of each one. Well, eventually when it was like, okay, let them have toilet paper, put an order in, ended up with 9 times 9 rolls.
It's like the Hanukkah miracle. We only had enough toilet paper for one day.
We did. Yeah. And then all of a sudden it arrived en masse. And now it's like, where are we going to put that toilet paper? He needs to make holy hand sanitizer. He absolutely does. And even then, is that safe? Okay, so let's say he had a mask on and he had his face shield on. He's not wearing gloves, but it's okay because he's washed his hands. Right. First person comes up to him, he puts it in their hand. And they then toddle off. They didn't wash their hands. That concerns me. And the only thing I think at the moment, the only change they've made is they will not give it on the tongue. But if somebody stands there with the tongue out, what are you going to do? Say, sorry, you can't do that, and pop it in the hand. I think his hand is still touching other people's hands. He may have washed his hands, but have other people wash theirs. So why do it at all? Let's just make it safe. When they say something's COVID safe, that to me is not COVID safe. But that's only my opinion, and I'm not the priest. And if people are prepared to stand there and take it that way, that's up to them. But while they're doing that, they could be adding days and weeks onto the entire lockdown for all of us, for a selfish reason of, you know, I want the host. Well, you can live without it, because there have been times and places in the world where you can't have services like that. Think El Salvador with Oscar Romero. Didn't have anything. You know, water would make do as wine. It's not an absolute necessity. And to keep doing it, I think, is playing with fire. At least if you go into the dentist, like Kim was talking about, you know, there's only the dentist you need to be worried about. The dentist isn't going from patient to patient, because in effect, that's what the priest is doing. And I just think that's crazy. Paul's got golfers all year round. Does your weather support that? They even have orange coloured golf balls so they can find them in the snow. Well, what were those balls I bought, Chidge?
Oh, yeah, I can't remember.
I know. It was a set of golf balls that I found, because, you know, I don't know one from another. But they had emojis on them.
Oh, sorry.
And one of them was like the smiling emoji. And one of them was the poo emoji. And I said, he said, like, new balls, please. And he looked at them and he loved them. He absolutely loved them. So I said, don't you be losing them. But orange balls for the snow. They think of everything. And at the two-week mark, Kim was the only one in the store with gloves, masks and goggles. Everyone else was looking at me and I didn't care. You were proved right, Kim. I said to Mike that back then when people went shopping, they just went shopping. There was no, you know, I'll put my mask on, I'll do this, I'll do that. Nothing like that at all. That sort of happened over the summer. But it didn't sort of come into like, and you must wear your mask and you must do this, until August, I think. And now everywhere you go, people are dressing up like that. And JVT, top chap, said that people should carry on doing that for the foreseeable. So the weather doesn't really support it, but you can't stop them. That's fabulous. The weather here is idiotic to try that with. Absolutely idiotic. But Chidge loves his golf. And given that everything else is cancelled, he used to go to a club, which we would call a pub for drinks. You'd call it a bar. But this club was a private club for the church. So it's behind the church and it has a liquor licence. And he would go there. That was his local. So he'd walk to it. That'd give him another mile on his steps. And he would enjoy doing that. And it's been closed since March. So I guess he's taking his pleasure where he can at the moment. And the golf is the one thing that's open. For anyone who was crazy enough to try it. Oh, Kim only had 6 masks. You made them last 4 months. You're telling us the church has a bar. The church does indeed have a bar. It does. That's a Catholic thing over here. The idea of it is, it is a pub, it is a bar, it serves alcohol, but children are allowed in. So it's where they would have bingo and stuff like that. The idea is that the children are welcome, which if the parents went to a public house here, a bar, that wasn't associated to the church, then they wouldn't be. So pretty much anything goes in there. That is, it's called the parish centre, but there is a bar in there, a licensed bar. But I mean, we've taken Lola in there. Anything goes. If it's the idea that everybody is welcome, be it children and you're underage, but we're serving a drink, you know, it's fine. It's not a public house. It is a private thing that needs a license. It is licensed. It is providing alcohol, but children can go in for some of the things. So, for example, we'd have like a race night and children would be allowed in. So the idea is that it keeps the family together. It reminds me of that Madeleine McCann thing where in Portugal, they couldn't understand why they'd left Madeleine and the twins in the flat, because in Portugal, it's a family thing and the children would be with the parents. Well, it's a bit like that. You don't have to leave your children at home or get, you know, a better sitter. They're all welcome to the events in the evening, even though they are adult events and alcohol is being served. Not every church has a license. St. Joe's doesn't, does it?
It's been redone.
What, again?
Yeah.
Well, they've got plenty of time while it's shut.
Yeah.
But they weren't supposed to be redoing it like that, were they?
No.
Supposed to be redoing it at the other end with new toilets.
Was down there, wasn't it?
Mm. The one church has got a parish centre locally, but it doesn't have a licence. I don't know why it doesn't have a licence. I don't know whether that was a decision they made or what, but it's got beautiful facilities. But there was the one I went to as a child, there was a school. There was the church next to a school and they used to use the school for the bingo. But they wanted to keep families together doing Catholic things. So they built this parish centre. The priest was amazing. I mean, he actually rolled his sleeves up and laid bricks. But he also raised all the funds for it. They then put on things there that they would have put on at the school, and the children are welcome. So everybody from the family, from granny down to the youngest child, is welcome in the same place. It just happens to have a liquor licence. So that's not uncommon here. You want to visit our parish centre? Our parish centre, to be honest with you, is not much to look at by comparison to the newer ones. There's two churches locally who have brand new parish centres. Ours has been there since the church opened, which is 60 years ago now. 60 plus years ago, isn't it? So it's seen better days, but there again, it's seen a lot of good nights as well. I think we've got some video of the inside of it. Whenever Mike did the tea and coffee with the Catinians, I did a Facebook Live. Just an impromptu walk around. You know, this is this and this is what they're doing. He went into the kitchen. I'll dig some out so you can see it. And behind the scenes of it as well. Ooh, multicoloured. I presume this is multicoloured balls. You do realise that's going to be the title for the show, don't you?
Multicoloured balls.
Wow, they're day glow. Oh, I am liking those. Look at the price of them. How many's in the box? Oh, there's 12, I suppose. That's not bad. I'm loving those, though. I reckon the pink one you'd see really well. And the orange. Yeah, the other two less so. But I guess it depends on where you're actually golfing, doesn't it? Multicoloured golf balls. Who doesn't need Dayglo golf balls, Mike?
We're calling it multicoloured balls.
Dayglo. I love Dayglo.
Dayglo balls.
Why not? Oh, excellent. Thank you for that, Paul.
How
That's
do you spell
Dayglo?
Dayglo.
Well, I'm sure if there's a Y in it. No, never mind. We'll find that out, right. Mike. We will. Well, tomorrow night, we are kicking out 2020. Tomorrow night is the New Year's Eve party, so don't miss it. Don't be late. You bring along your reminiscences of 2020. Tell us what like lady pipes, I feel would feature pretty highly. I don't think I'll ever forget the lady pipes. But bring back your happiest memories. Because, you know, we've had a giggle or two, haven't we? Bring along those. Tell us what you think. Tell us, did you expect to be there? Tomorrow night is the New Year's Eve party. So don't miss it. But for the moment, we'll head off and find something to eat, won't we?
We will.
Before Lola eats us out of house and home. But so for the moment, I'm going to say goodnight from me.
And goodnight from me.
And we will both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.